You were getting paid by our state legislators.
But not enough.
So then comes along Senator Robert S. Kerr, and you did his portrait.
Yeah.
Did you meet the senator?
Oh, sure. He posed for it.
He posed for this.
Yeah, I did drawings of him.
And was he a good poser?
He was, and most interesting to talk to. And he was so proud of what they were doing in this river. When he would talk about that, he was not a politician. It was really special to have been with him when he was talking about the river. He told me that what he looked forward to the most was to see his name on that river.
The river being the McClellan-Kerr Arkansas River Navigational Channel, which originates at the Tulsa Port of Catoosa, and it does follow the Arkansas River and two other rivers to the Mississippi. And he should have been proud of all the work he did to make that shipping channel happen. It's been very successful.
But I know when he would talk to me, he would almost cry. He was so proud of what was being done. And the desk that I used in that state capitol was his desk. And the things on the desk were his. And the shirt that he's got on was his shirt.
The portrait.
Yeah, the portrait. His family made those things available to me. And the portrait is a damn good portrait of him, because I was with him all the time. He was so damn fat, he couldn't hardly get any clothes.
All pictures I've ever seen of Robert Kerr looked like what you had portrayed him.
Well, sure, yeah.
Then we come along to Jim Thorpe. There was some talk about, we don't need another Indian, because you had Will Rogers and you had Sequoia, and there was a state senator who wanted you and Thorpe replaced. But Henry Bellman would not hear of this.
That's right. Bellman just looked down at him at the time and said, we're going to do so-and-so, you know, and walked off. I remember those paintings very well.
Who modeled for Jim Thorpe? You kind of did body parts on him.
No one had legs like Jim Thorpe. There was a picture that had been made of Jim Thorpe from the side, which someone had made measurements on him. So I had that. And I knew people that knew him. One man was in his baseball team. And when I was working on the painting, a man came up, an Indian, that looked like Jim Thorpe, and I said, what can I do for you? And he said, well, I understand you're painting my brother. And it was Jim Thorpe's brother. And he came in and looked at it, and he said, they had another brother who was older than any of them, and he was the one that would protect him from somebody whip him. It wasn't Jim Thorpe that did it, it was this older brother. I always learn too damn much about what I'm doing. But I have to be interested in it to do it.
As a result of all this, you became a historian of yourself. You also did two smaller portraits, one of Carl Albert, former Speaker of the House, and Angie DeBow, state
both
historian.
Both of them I knew, and I did them from life.
And Robert Henry, the former judge of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, he asked you to do the Angie DeBow.
He sure did. He and another person in the legislature. That was a nice experience for me to be around that lady. Intelligent. I one time laid something on the kitchen table, and she said, Mr. Wilson, don't ever do that again. My mother knitted that top. And I said, well, I won't do that again.
Because you were in her home painting her?
I was in her home painting her. Yeah. Oh, she was so wonderful to be around, so intelligent. And I've had a lot of honors, and she would tell me about the honor she had.
Carl Albert, the picture, wasn't that with his school classmates around?
Yeah. I had done all these kids around him, his partners. He knew all those kids, and he wanted to be with all of his classmates. And then I drew all of his classmates. When they unveiled the painting, all the classmates were now grown people and came to the unveiling of the painting.
Let's talk about Carl Albert and the portrait that hangs in our nation's capital, along with other speakers who won that distinguished office. Where did you do that? That was from life.
Yes.
And where did you do it?
In the United States Capitol.
In his office.
Yeah. And he used to tell me wonderful stories about the war.
Was he
He told me some great stories about that.
Was he real talkative?
He very talkative and just wonderfully interesting.
He was a very short man.
Oh, yes. And he was a spellbinder. God, he's a wonderful storyteller. Everyone in the Capitol knew I was doing him because everybody loved him, really. He just drank enough till everybody loved him. I remember I was leaving one day and somebody hollered from up the top of the Capitol, how are you doing with our painting? And I said, just fine. So they considered it our painting.
Yeah, that's great.